Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Time to chat with Austin Price. Our VolQuest report, it happens every Monday and Friday here on the show. And a big weekend on campus, Chad, for the Vols football team.
Yeah, they had their second scrimmage, and Austin Price on with us right now. So, Austin, I feel like we get an update after every big moment during training camp on the quarterback situation. Has anything changed after the scrimmage over the weekend?
I'm not giving you guys a legitimate answer until you tell me if Brant Snedeker set me up with Quail Hollow for next Friday.
He did not. We did talk to him earlier today, but we did not ask him about that. We'll get back with him at some point, make sure he gives you some sort of hookup.
Awesome. No, I don't think anything changed, Chad. I think this is Jarrett Garantano's show. Continued to maintain that. And, you know, I really believe that, I think the only way he is not the starter come Charlotte is some type of injury between now and then. I think that, Jarrett, and I'm doubling down, so maybe even tripling down. I think Jarrett Garantano is the starting quarterback and will be when Tennessee trots out for their first offensive play in the 12 days.
You know, and Jeremy Pruitt, I know, spoke with you guys after the scrimmage, and he's said individual names now, but he still doesn't talk individually about a lot of guys. He did have high praise for the offensive line from the scrimmage and how they were moving the line of scrimmage. It seems like, Austin, if some guys come back like Trey Smith and Chance Hall, it's emerging as a possible real strength for Tennessee in that offensive front.
Well, what you've seen is, you know, guys really kind of take a step forward. I go back to the spring game, and for a guy like K'Ron Calvert, Chad, I don't know if it was as big as maybe anything that's happened to him in his recent football, future was getting through the spring game. You know, he had battled injuries at the back end of his high school career, battled injuries to start his college career, and then, you know, I don't think was mentally, you know, where he needed to be, but got through the spring game. And I think he saw that as a huge step forward in him becoming a consistent player again. And he has been really good. They moved him to guard in fall camp. They like him there. They like Jerome Carvin there. Ryan Johnson's playing guard, and they like what he brings to the table. And then they've got Riley Locklear. So now you get Trey Smith back. Those four guys give you versatility with Trey Smith, because do you want to play him at tackle? You've got a guy like Jameer Johnson who has come on and really shown a mindset that the coaches really have just, you know, really taken to. I mean, he very much like Trey Smith when the play starts all the way through when the whistle is blown. He is an alpha dog between the white lines. He's still got to get bigger physically, but mentally he thinks he weighs 315, and that goes a long way with how he plays. And so you're right. They get Trey Smith back tomorrow when Tennessee returns to the practice field. If Chance Hall continues to come along, then all of a sudden this offensive line is much deeper than it was 4 months ago, and there are a lot more options for Will Friend than Walt Wells ever had, more than Don Mahoney ever had. And the offensive line at Tennessee is in a much better spot than it's been just from a depth standpoint.
Where do you think Juwan Jennings stands right now after everything that happened last year, rejoining the team? I know that they've been very careful with him and his health throughout this camp, but I know that he also played over the weekend in the scrimmage. Where do you think he stands in that receiver rotation at this point?
I think he's right there near the top. You know, I mean, they've got some guys making plays. Jordan Murphy is a guy that's been real consistent in fall camp. Josh Palmer has really come on the last week or so. Marquez Callaway is kind of always there as a consistent guy. And then Juwan, who had really kind of come out of the gates limping a little bit. I mean, was visibly kind of slowed at practice a few times. But Saturday made some plays in the scrimmage. That's a great sign for Jeremy Pruitt, Tyson Helton, and that entire offense, because when you can add a player like Juwan Jennings, who has the mentality, you know, to be that alpha male in the wide receiving core, then it changes things for that group. And I think that goes a long way to Tennessee having guys that can make plays for the quarterback come September 1.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com with us. Austin, Jeremy Pruitt said he's probably going to call the defensive plays for Tennessee. Is that the best case scenario?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? I mean, that's what he's always done. That's what he knows. And you go back to, 15 years ago, guys did that all the time, whether it be offensive guys or defensive guys that were head coaches, and it was never a big deal. And he has gotten to the point where he's gotten to in his career by being the defensive coordinator, by being the one that calls the defense. So why would he not call the defense here? He has a huge asset with the fact that Chris Rumpf, Kevin Scherer, and Charles Kelly have all played a big part in this defensive side of the ball for him at other schools with him before at Florida State or at Georgia. So he understands it, and he understands the guys around him, and they understand him. I think that goes a long way into them kind of, he's going to call the defense, but those guys are going to be delegated situations where, Kevin Scherer is not just going to coach inside linebackers. He's going to have a big say in things. But the ultimate say-so goes to the head coach and goes to the guy that, while he's not in name the defensive coordinator, he's really still the defensive coordinator, and that's head coach Jeremy Pruitt.
Is Pruitt calling all the plays during the scrimmage?
Yes, and I do believe that's why the offense did struggle at times on Saturday. The head coach kind of knows what the offense is doing, and he for sure knows what the defense is doing. So, that's having your hand in the cookie jar, which can limit the offense a little bit when the head coach, who is also the defensive coordinator, knows kind of what's coming.
Which player has been the biggest surprise to you?
That's a great question. On the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with Alante Taylor. I mean, I knew Alante is a freak athlete, and Alante is, driven. I mean, so driven. But he just moved a corner. He's not really played it in high school, and that's different. Playing corner in high school and playing corner in the SEC is two totally different things. He has really picked it up. I mean, I expect big things out of him this year. I really do. I mean, I could end up being wrong and maybe fooled, but I think he has a really good year. He's going to get beat some, but he's also going to make some plays. And then offensively, I'm just going to go with the entire running back room because I feel like, it was kind of a lot of questions coming down spring. You talked about, Pruitt never saying really names. He wouldn't even all he would say was, well, I mean, we got some running backs. I mean, that's about all he would say. I mean, he wouldn't ever reference Ty Chandler or Tim Jordan or Madre London, who is now here, and right on down the line. You can feel that he likes that group. He talked about that on Saturday. I feel like we've got a good room in there. He's got options in that running back room, and he likes those options because Ty Chandler's Ty Chandler. He's still shifty. He's gotten bigger. He's about 205 and can make plays. He's got Madre London, who's a bigger back. Tim Jordan's kind of a jack of all trades, kind of that Swiss Army knife who can do a little bit of everything, catch it out of the backfield, hand it to him, whatever. And then Jeremy Banks, another bigger back that's coming along nicely. But he's got options. I'd probably go with the running back room as a whole on offense.
Austin, because Jeremy Pruitt's so tight-lipped, that's a pretty good impression of him you just did, by the way. Because he's so tight-lipped, though, you have to read into every decision he makes about availability. I've noticed that he's been including some of the newcomers that he's made available to media, and he's not making all the players available all the time. Brandon Kennedy, Madre London. That's high praise for two new guys in the program that Jeremy Pruitt's allowing them to talk to the media. The other guy I've heard him actually mention his name a number of times is JT Schrout, the freshman quarterback, and he's talking about how he has the best arm on the team. I don't know if that's just motivation for Garantano and Crist, who he will not name by name, but he has no problem mentioning the freshman as possibly the best arm on the team.
Well, Jesse Salmon brought that up on the VolQuest Tuesday podcast or later tomorrow when we taped it earlier today. And he pointed out, it's clear that, he likes JT Stroud a lot, likes the arm, likes, what he brings to the table. Now, is he going to start? No. Is he even going to be the number two? No. But could he be the number two by week five? Maybe. Because at the end of the day, Keller Crist will leave at the end of the season. If Will McBride's not really a factor, you don't wonder if he doesn't bounce out of here. They need to see what JT Schrout can do, which begs the question, early in the season against an ETSU and or a UTEP, if Tennessee can get a big enough lead, do you throw the freshman out there with the new redshirt rule and see what he can do and see what you got? Because that could dictate whether you just take Brian Maurer, one quarterback in 2019, or maybe do you take two in 2019? And so, I think you've hit the nail on the head. He likes the guys that he's brought in specifically. I mean, that's why you see, as you said, Dominique Wood Anderson, Madre London, Brandon Kennedy, these new guys that aren't necessarily freshmen, but they're new to the program. They've been talking to the media, and then why he's referenced certain guys by name. He loves Trayvon Flowers, and Trayvon Flowers continues to impress in the back end of the defense because Trayvon Flowers is getting takeaways, and that's something Jeremy Pruitt covets, relishes, and wants to see out of his defensive backs.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, the website. Austin, thank you as always. We will catch up with you later this week.
Give me that free round of golf, guys. Quail Hollow.
We'll try.
We'll make it happen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.